Up next on Fortune Radio, we're going to take a look at one of the most exciting growth opportunities in investing, biofuels. But investor beware. Joining us to discuss the best strategies for investment in these exciting technologies is Fortune senior writer Nelson Schwartz, on the line today from the UK. Nelson, you've said that trying to invest in ethanol and biofuels today is a bit like internet investing back in the 90s.
Yeah, there are some differences. I would just keep that in mind in terms of the risk factors. We're still at the, you know, really embryonic stages of ethanol developing as an alternative fuel in America, just a tiny percentage of the fuel that powers our cars, and also very, very early on in terms of companies that are public doing this. Most of the companies that are involved are either private, not traded on the stock market, or are backed by big companies or a small, tiny piece of a big oil company like Shell. So there are a few companies which we can talk about, but it's very early on. So it's in the sense of no one knew back in the 90s who the Microsofts would be and who the Pets.com would be.
Well, sure, there's risk, but the rewards seem enormous. So how can individual investors get a piece of the action?
Well, the best way would be to maybe create a mix in your portfolio of stocks, some of which are more pure play ethanol, and some of which are more the big companies that are investing in this sector and looking at it closely. I wouldn't put all my eggs in one basket. I mean, if you're really interested in this, you can. I wouldn't quite call it mad money, you know, which is what people on Wall Street call a very speculative bet. I wouldn't bet the house on it, but there are a couple of names we can talk about where it might be good for a small investing bet. But what I'm trying to get across here is you don't want to put your 401k or your kid's college nest egg in one of these stocks. But on the other hand, maybe for a small investment, it might be worth giving it a shot.
Following up on that then, what are the best ways to play the sector, investing in small companies who are in already proven market leaders?
Diversification is the safest way in any kind of investing. I would look at a combination. I would consider Archer Daniels Midland, ADM, which is a very big corn and agricultural player. A lot of the corn that they process goes into ethanol. They're the largest supplier of ethanol, and they're making money, you know, hand over fist as gasoline prices rise. What's nice about ADM is that they're a large company with a diverse business, and they're not going to disappear overnight. And while they're doing very well in ethanol, their whole business isn't built around it.
Who else?
A smaller, more adventurous play, you know, more speculative play would be a company on the West Coast called Pacific Ethanol. And they're focusing on building new distilleries for ethanol. And they call themselves the only pure play ethanol company. And one thing to keep in mind is the stock has doubled in the last few months, gone from 10 to about $20 a share because of all the excitement and the president's State of the Union address discussing ethanol. So a lot of other investors are aware of this, so that adds to some of the risk. Finally, Royal Dutch Shell, which trades in New York, it's based in London and Holland. They've invested in ethanol as well, which has been very advanced on this for one of the big oil giants.
Okay, let's get back to those pure plays.
Again, this company, Pacific Ethanol, its symbol is PEIX, and that's the closest you can get. They want to build 5 West Coast ethanol refineries by mid-2008. Even a small brokerage that likes it calls it a speculative buy. The company's not expected to turn a profit until next year, and it's pretty small in terms of market cap. It's trading at about 56 times next year's earnings. That's 56 times 2007 profits, assuming it does make a profit. So that's why I'm saying it's a bit risky, but investors who are really interested should check this out.
Thanks, Nelson.
My pleasure, anytime. And people who want to learn more can check it out on fortune.com. These stories are available up there.
We've been speaking with Nelson Schwartz, senior writer for Fortune.